Good morning. Good to see you all. Welcome back, Naomi. Wonderful to have you with us. Have an excellent practice, everybody. Start with your feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Body weight on the heels. Interlace your fingers, touch your knuckles right underneath the chin. Make sure chin and knuckles are together for the whole breathing exercise. Now suck in your stomach, concentrate one point in front of you. Let's begin, please. Inhale, breathing. Elbows slowly up towards the ceiling. Keep the chin down, pressing into the fingers. Breathe in as much as you can. And now exhale, please. Open your mouth, push the chin back with the knuckles. Hands come together slowly. Keep the chest lifted, spine straight, and then elbows come together. Inhale, breathing by the throat. Elbows go out and up. At the same time, bring your chin down. Everything synchronized with your inhale. Exhale, breathing. Center of the chest lifted up. Shoulders can relax. Down a little bit away from the ears. There you go, Diane. And then elbows come together. Inhale. One. Head down. Two. Three. Suck in your stomach. Four. Five. Elbows as high as possible. Six. Exhale. One. Good, Dorothy. Two. Let the shoulders drop. Three. You got it. Four. A little more stomach in, everybody. Elbows come together. Inhale again. Suck in your stomach on the inhale so that the inhale is linked to the rib cage expanding. Exhale, breathing. Keep the chest lifted, hips a little forward, weight on the heels. Press the abdomen in a little bit more. Try to exhale every bit of air. Inhale again, head down. Part of why we keep the stomach in on the inhale is so the air does have to expand the rib cage. Exhale, breathing. So we're causing a limit there at the diaphragm and abdomen so we can move the rib cage to its maximum potential. Inhale, one, nice and slow, two, three, halfway, four, five, rib cage expanding, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, relax the shoulders, four, bring the hands together, five, elbows together, six. Very nice. Inhale again, head down. Now take the center of the chest right here at the breastbone, lift it up and leave it all the way up there. Exhale. This takes effort to keep the chest all the way as high as it was on the inhale. It's going to help you with the shoulders and help you with your spine. Inhale, one, nice and slow, two, three, halfway, four, five, elbows as high as possible, six. Exhale, keep the chest up, push the chin back with the fingers. Now keep the elbows as high as possible away from the chest as they come together. And then from here, elbows only go up as they go out. Careful they don't drop down and then lift up. Breathe in more, everybody, more and more. Exhale, breathing. You can open your mouth pretty wide to stretch the face. Stretch your jaw. Push the chin all the way back. Elbows come together. From here, elbows only go up and out. Go ahead, please. Chin down. You'll get it. Suck in your stomach more and more. Look for the rib cage to expand to the sides. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth. Push the chin back. All the way until the six count. Exhale at the same pace, and then everything stops. Good arms, Melissa. Inhale, elbows up and out. Try not to let them come down. Yeah, there you go. At any point. Now breathe in more. Try to expand the rib cage a little more. Very nice. Exhale. Keep the elbows as high as you can on the way forward. Shoulders relax completely. Nice tight grip and elbows together. From here, elbows go up, chin down. Suck in your stomach. Hello, Naomi's canine friends. Thanks for coming to class today. Hold it. Good. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin back. Just be sure there's no bend below the neck. So the upper back, middle back, lower back, everything perfectly straight. Inhale, head down. It's only the neck that bends. So we'll do another set and we'll get a chance to work on that. Breathe in, everybody, as much as possible. Exhale. Open your mouth. Push the chin back. We'll do just a few more. Now try to get as much air out as you can. It might be a little uncomfortable. Elbows come together. Last two, please. Inhale, breathing. Elbows lift up. Chin down all the way until it's parallel to the floor. Exhale. Keep the breastbone lifting straight up towards the ceiling. Look for the wall behind you. Shoulders relax completely. One more, please. Inhale. Head down slowly. Try to take in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale, please. Hold it. Exhale, breathing. Try to remove the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. And you get to the end, elbows come together, and you can change. All right. Arms down to the side. Naomi, since it's day two, welcome back. I'm so glad to see you again. Can I give you an idea for the arms in this on the inhale? I don't expect you to like incorporate all of it right now, but I just want to give you a picture, okay? When your elbows come here on the end of the exhale, try to, on the inhale, go up with the elbows as you bring the chin down instead of a little bit of dipping of the elbows and then up. Does that kind of make, and just try it for a few days, weeks, okay? But ideally, here, elbows just go up from there. It's going to be a little extra strength. Exactly. Okay, well, that was a piece of cake. You got it on the first try. Okay, but just work. It's going to feel a little different in these muscles here. Okay, doing great. Let's do second set. Hands underneath the chin. Keep the chin and knuckles together. I'll help you with it too. Just do your best here. All right, so set it up. Second your stomach. Focus one point in the mirror. And let's begin. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four. Keep breathing in, five. You got it. Six. Exhale, one. Mouth open, two, three. Push the chin, four, all the way back, five. Elbows come together, six. From here, elbows lift, chin down. Go ahead, give it a try. Exactly. All right, now second your stomach more, everybody. Try to breathe into the ribs. There you go. Exhale, good, Kathy. Push the chin back. Keep the body weight to the heels, everyone. Exhale as much as you can. Elbows come together, good. Inhale, elbows go out and up. That's good, Nadine. Shoulders are getting better and better. Everyone, one more stomach in. You got it. Exhale, one, mouth open, two, three. Look way back, four, five, hands together, six, elbows together. And try again, please. Inhale, breathing, mouth closed. Try to bring the same amount of air in on each of the six counts of the inhale. Super steady and controlled. And now exhale, same exact idea. Try to remove the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. Elbows touch each other. You got it. Inhale. One. Nice and slow. Two. You got it. Three. Suck in your stomach. Four. Five. Stretch all the way up. Six. Exhale. One. Shoulders down. Two. Elbows high. Three. You got it, Dorothy. Four. Only the neck backward bends. Elbows together. Good. Inhale again. Head down. So the more you suck in the stomach, the more you lift the chest, you will keep the spine straighter in the posture. Good. Now exhale breathing, or the exercise, I should say. So only the neck bends. Right below the neck, keep it perfectly straight. No back bending there. A few more in the second set. Inhale by the throat. Go ahead, please. Middle inner thighs, they squeeze in a little bit, press in a little bit. Weight stays to the heels. Exhale breathing. Drop the shoulders right away, Dorothy. Push the chin back. It's so good. Bring the hands together nicely. Cross your thumbs. Elbows together. Last one, please. Go ahead. Inhale breathing. Now look in the mirror for the stomach in and rib cage expanding, and you can feel it. Exhale as soon as you're ready. Push the chin back. Now squeeze out every last bit of air. Stomach in, hips contract. Good job. Elbows come together. And when you're done, bring the arms down to the sides. That was awesome, Naomi. Really nice. All right. It might feel a little weird for a little while, as this whole class does, right? Okay. When you try something new, we're trying new things with the body, but hopefully this translates to trying new things with the thought pattern. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. That's going to get us further in things. I can see you smile underneath your mask, Lisa. Oh, yes. I am getting some skills. I can see. Oh, my gosh. All right. It was just this little movement of the skin right here. Okay, let's do half moon pose. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Go ahead with your warm-up. Inhale, stretch up. Go right and left a few times, back and forth. I mean, it's one thing, you know, we look at each other's eyes, but I swear I saw her whole face move. Okay, go left and right a couple times. Now, are you breathing smoothly, and are you realizing each inhale as you take it, each exhale as you take it? Yes or no is okay, but that's the opportunity here. Okay, come back up. Stop in the middle, please. Throughout the posture, body weight on the heels. Hips forward just enough so the spine is straight in the middle. Arms back and chin up, neck visible from the front view. Good, Dorothy. Now, as you inhale, suck in your stomach, reach up. Try to touch the ceiling. Nice, Kathy. Slowly reach to the right. Good, John. Push your hips to the left. Keeping the body weight on the heels. Maintaining smooth breathing. And guess what? Holding the abdomen in the whole time. Now you reach out to the right side of the room, using your strength to stretch the left side of the body all over, inside out, bones to the skin. Keep the weight to the heels, middle inner thighs pressed together. Very good, Dorothy. Just hold right there. Total stillness in each posture. Now, as you come down a little more, make sure you increase the strength a bit by sucking in the stomach, keeping weight on the heels, pressing the legs together. Now squeeze hands, palms together, and reach out to the right side. Bring the right shoulder a little bit forward, opening up the chest and rib cage. One more inhale, squeeze your hands, reach to the right, exhale, come down and push your hips a little more to the left. Inhale, breathing, come back up and stop in the middle. Very nice. Just a quick reset, body weight on the heels, arms back and chin up. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, slowly reach to the right, not only bending the spine, we're not just trying to bend the body, we're trying to decompress, lengthen and strengthen in a really nice alignment for the spine, pelvis, and shoulders. So use your extra strength to squeeze your hands and reach out to the left side. Push your hips to the right, keeping the body weight on your heels. Now, as you inhale specifically, suck in your stomach. So you expand the rib cage, especially the right side. It's so excellent for elasticity, mobility on the right side there of the ribs. Come down a little more, sucking in the stomach. And we're squeezing a little bit the left side, which is wonderful internal massage for the abdominal organs. Now bring the left shoulder armpit just a little more forward, opening up there. Very nice form, Melissa. Come down, push your hips to the right. One more time at the end. Inhale, breathing. Come back up, please. Stop in the middle. All right. Backward bending is next. Take a nice deep breath. Eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. That's good, Kathy. You can squeeze the hands. Inhale, push them up towards the ceiling and then arms back. This will help you decompress and lengthen at the upper back. Now push the hands past your face. Try to touch the wall behind you. Very nice, Michael. Take a nice inhale. As you exhale, push the hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward, keeping maximum body weight on the heels. Now make sure the breathing's smooth. Squeeze the hands and reach back. That's it, Dorothy. Very good with the shoulders. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come back up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Bend the knees if needed. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Chin away from the chest. Suck in your stomach if needed. And once you're touching the floor, you may take a little warm-up. Bend one knee at a time. Right, left, right, left, right, left. Just let the upper body be upside down for a second, but keep the stomach in, please. This is great, going from backward bending to upside down. Grab the heels from behind, please. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. It's like a basic skill that we're doing, backward bending, and then this upside down situation, preparing for any level of handstand, which this is one level of a handstand. You have the upper body upside down here. Pull on the heels to stretch the spine down. You have the spine inverted. Pull on the heels continuously, stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the shins, as close as it will go. Now roll forward so the body weight's at the base of the toes. Push your knees back a little bit, keeping the chest and knees together so you create a stretch all over underneath the back of the legs. Now suck in your stomach, pull on the heels, push the knees back, hold it. Release the heels, bring them back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers, arms and head together, and come up. Arms, head, neck, and spine. As straight as you can. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Oh, that's nice, Kathy. Arms down to the side. You know the eyes on the back of the head thing? I was looking here and I really actually could see your spine because it's right in front of me. I was practicing yesterday morning. I was doing my back bend, but I saw the side view of my back bend on the TV. I just know this was just a Zoom that... Yeah, no, there's no video of it. Okay, let's do second set half moon. It's just that with the screen here, you can see all kind of things. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. All right, weight to the heels, arms back, chin up. As you inhale, the arms and rib cage go up. That's part of trying to touch the ceiling, right? And then go to the right. When you try to touch the ceiling, it's not just your hands that go, right? It's everything that the hands are connected to, including upper arms, shoulder blades, and the upper rib cage there. You see it move as you figure out how to do that. All right, push your hips to the left side. Now, check in on yourself. Body weight to the heels, is it or not? If not, try to put it there. Is your stomach sucking in when you inhale? If not, just try it hundreds, one by one, but hundreds of times until it goes. And then keep the stomach in as you come down a little more. Now, your bottom arm, it's the right arm. Try to contract the tricep, locking the right elbow Calm down, push. Suck in your stomach, push. One more little bit, push. Inhale, breathing, come up. Weight on the heels, arms back, chin up. Inhale, watch all of it go up. Arms and rib cage lift, and then go to the left, please. Push your hips to the right. See, having mobility at the rib cage and strength of those muscles there, I mean, talk about basic body skill, right? Can you breathe very well in all parts of your lungs? Now, maybe not, that's okay, but we want to try to breathe the best we can in as many areas as possible, in as many positions. So we have all these 26 postures where we learn how to breathe well in various situations, shapes of the spine, rib cage, abdominal, everything. Come down a little more. That's good. Shoulders, Kathy. Now, Dorothy, you can take the left side of your chest and lift it a little bit. Shoulders are good. You don't have to come forward anymore. Push your hips, everybody. A little bit more to the right side and freeze. Awesome. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Okay, backward bending. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Now you can go back, head and arms basically at the same time. Head all the way back. Now push the hands up and over and back past your face. So your hands get closer to the wall behind you. Very good upper body, John. That's great. Now just breathe smoothly. When I say take a deep breath, it can be slow. And a slow exhale, push your hips forward. So you can relax in the posture. Push your stomach forward. Push your thighs forward. Now use your strength and relaxation. Squeeze hands and reach. Relax front side of the body. Try to touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing, come up. You look so relaxed, Michael, on that back bend. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly come forward. You can bend your knees if you need to. Put your hands on the floor. That's really the kind of secret ingredient to every posture, is figuring out how and where you're going to relax. Because the whole body can't be tense, right? That's not going to be a yoga asana. That's going to be, oh, freak out. Okay, grab the heels from behind. But that's how we start. A lot of times our postures are actually body freak outs because we're not sure how to control the things, how to relax the things yet. That's normal part of the process. Grab the heels, pull. Suck in your stomach. Stomach on the thighs. In your mind, try to press the abdomen into the thighs, and it slides down the legs a little bit. So you get this wonderful, that looks great, Kay, with the lower back. It's really lengthening there. Wonderful lengthening, coccyx, all the way to the head, to the forehead. Now, hold still here for a second. When you exhale next, push the fingernails and the base of the toes down. Push the knees back, the elbows towards the wall behind you. All these things now at the same time. Exhale one more time, do all of it. Try to lock the legs. Now, bring the hands back around in front of you. Take your time with it. Get your grip. Arms, head, and neck come up together. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Arms down to the side. I chuckled a bit there, Naomi, because your dogs were having a party right in front of your camera. That was fun. So cute. We can have all kinds of different parties in class. Oh, Remy was so cute yesterday, Kathy. Kathy's granddaughter? Okay. Was just doing so much of the class yesterday. That was adorable. That was amazing. All right. Kathy said she just never stops. Let's do awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right. She does yoga all day long. All right. Feet parallel to each other, please. Now inhale, breathing. Bring your arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted and all five fingers together on each hand. Take a deep breath in. As you exhale, suck in your stomach. Sit down, please. Feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. Good, Nadine. Very nice hips behind you. Yes, so keep the weight to the heels and just drop the hips and thighs as low as they'll go. Now, suck in your stomach. That's it. Michael, lift your chest up. Bring the total spine backward, the rib cage backward. Try to get the spine more and more upright position. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Arms stay right there. All the way up on the tiptoes, please, as high as possible. As you inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch your spine, center of the chest and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Focus one point in front of you and sit right down on the tops of the toes. Immediately, you try to get the thighs parallel to the floor. Stomach and chest up, Lisa, just a little bit right there. Stomach and chest up, stomach and chest up. Keep thinking, stomach and chest up. You will get it. Now come up higher on the tiptoes, everyone. Ankles press forward, hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up, please. Heels down. For the third part, come up just enough on the toes to bring your knees together, please. Inhale, suck in your stomach. The whole spine lifts up. Sit down slowly. Good, Kathy. So you'll learn the technique of how to take a really deep breath, lift the spine and suck in your stomach all as one action. And we start just about every single posture with that action. Keep the knees together, push them down and forward. Very nice, Diane. Arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor. Looks good, John. Concentrate and breathe. Drop the shoulders anymore if they'll drop. There you go. Keeping the knees together, inhale, slowly come back up. Without leaning forward or back, you can do it. Right foot steps back to the left, and arms down to the side. All right. Let's do second set. Right foot step out 6 inches from the left foot. Feet parallel to each other throughout. You might try a little wider step, John. I don't know if you have and it's hurt something, but like if you put your hands together and then put them on the floor, they should fit right between the big toes. All right. What is this? It's not really 6 inches. It's just your fists next to each other. If you're not sure, you can measure it. Okay. So you could go a little wider, Dorothy, but that's pretty good. Arms up parallel to the floor. Yeah, good. Exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down. Dorothy said, what is 6 inches? So that's what my answer was. Sit all the way down in the chair. Now pick something to look at in front of you. That's a good stance, Dorothy. Keep the knees just as wide as the feet. And now upper body, lean back one more. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Now the feet stay there. You just rise up on the tips of the toes. Suck in your stomach. Stretch your whole spine, especially center of the chest and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Focus one point in front of you. Now sit right down. Lower abdomen, Lisa. Try to suck it and contract right above, right at the hip flexor, lower abdomen, upper thighs. Good. Push the heels up. Push the ankles forward and freeze here. 5. Higher on the toes. 4. Sit down in the chair. 3. Until the legs shake a little bit, 2. You got it, Kay. Upper body back. 1. Inhale, come up. Feet flat. They don't change. They stay right where they are. You just come up enough on the toes to bring the knees together. Now take a nice inhale. Suck in your stomach. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and sit down slowly. Every time you are about to lower down, I want you to try to get taller in the spine. Okay, the legs are bending, obviously, but I want you to inhale, lift up the chest, suck in the stomach, and you just go as far as you can go. You get all the benefit at any depth of the posture. Arms parallel to the legs, legs parallel to the floor, spine straight in the middle. Now keeping the knees together, inhale, and you slowly come back up. Lower abdomen, suck it in. You can do it. You'll see it, and you will definitely feel it. Right foot to the left, arms down to the side. If it didn't happen yet, just try again. Eagle posture is next. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. As you exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands right in front of the face, thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down so the fingertips go below the nose. Suck in your stomach, sit down in the chair, please. Body weight on the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Now staying down there, lift your right leg over the left as high as possible. Cross your legs each other. Twist leg ropes. Put your right foot behind the left calf muscle, and if it doesn't go yet, just sit down a little bit lower, keeping the body weight to the heel. Pull your elbows down so the arms press into the chest. Lift your chest up so it presses into the upper arms. Now hold it, twisting leg ropes. Freeze. Inhale, come up, please. Feet together. Arms over the head on your inhale. Exhale, left arm underneath the right arm. Grab your hands in front of the face. Good. Pull the elbows down before you even sit down. Now bend the knees. Sit all the way in the chair. Upper body back a couple of inches. Now left leg lift up, staying down there, sitting in the chair on the right leg still. That's it. Pressure between the thighs. Left foot behind the right calf muscle. And now you just hold it there. Pull the elbows down, chest up. So you'll see in the mirror the shoulders coming down, the sides of the neck, tops of the shoulders lengthening. Very good, Melissa. Hold it there. Keep the body weight a little bit to the outside of the foot and the heel. Melissa, when you are in this one, yeah. So if you bring the knees to the center, just try to maintain the body weight to the heel and the outside edge of the foot a tiny bit. Okay. Inhale, breathing, come up. You feel it? It looks good. I saw you do it. Inhale, arms over the head. Exhale, right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands. Pull the elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Sit all the way down on 2 feet. Just hang out there in the chair. Right leg over the left. So you get your best leg cross. You already have your best arm cross, kind of one thing at a time here. And then try to line up in one line below the nose, your hands, elbows, knees, and feet. So when you bring the knees to the center, try to keep the body weight slightly to the heel and slightly to the outside of the foot. We don't want to collapse into the ankle arch and knee there. So just, you're going to increase the pressure at the legs more than anything. And then try to straighten the right wrist a little bit. This will increase the pressure at your arms. Excellent. Change again. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. And exhale, left arm underneath the right arm. That was good on that side, Melissa. I saw it. Pull the elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Sit down in the chair. All the way as low as possible. Staying down there. Left leg lift up over the right. And whether or not you get the foot wrapped, try to get the knees in the center, elbows in the center, hands and feet, everything right below the nose. Body weight slightly to the heel, slightly to the outside edge of the foot. Now you just hold the posture, breathing normally, upper body back at the end. Lovely, come up please. Feet together, inhale, arms over the head. And arms down to the side. Okay, party time. Melissa, did you feel that? It looked like you did it. Yeah, good. Great. Sorry, I shouldn't expect you to be able to speak, but all right, I'll mute you again. That was nice. I was just appreciating the inhale, arms over the head. I wonder how many times we do that in a class. How many times do we say inhale? But you know, it's so functional and so good for you to do this at the same time. When you take a deep breath and bring the arms over the head, this movement of the arms actually helps you with your inhale. It's like a way to breathe in better. And when we never have that ability to move, we have kind of a restriction, minor restriction. I mean, people live, people survive without it. But when you do that, you're helping the strength of your inhalation muscles. So if you ever dread that arms over the head business, you can just think of that. Okay, standing head to knee pose. Start with your feet together. Everybody, toes and heels touching. Bring your right leg up in front of you. Standing head to knee. Go ahead, grab the right foot exactly 2 inches below the toes, all 10 fingers included with the grip. Concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. Push your knee back until it's perfectly straight. Distribute the weight equally all over the left foot. Whole leg locked. When you inhale, right leg slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. That looks good, Dorothy. You can turn the toes up on that right foot too, so the ankle, yes, right there. Once both legs are locked, you can go ahead bringing the elbows down, but do it slowly. Kick the heel forward, suck in your stomach. Try to maintain the cramp on both thighs. That's it, Lisa. Then elbow points can come down a little bit at a time. Absolutely freeze. Change again, please. Undo the arms, put the right foot down, and stand tall, feet together. Other side, left leg lift up in front of you. You can flex the foot right up from the ankle, and then exhale round the spine. Grab your foot a couple of inches below the toes. Thumbs included with the grip. Concentrate on your entire standing leg. It is solid concrete. It is energized, though. It's like a lamppost, but it is totally alive, and you're aware of it. Inhale, breathing, left leg lift up. Slowly and gently until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Gently but firmly, left heel forward as you suck in the stomach. So you create a stretch underneath the bottom, bones to the skin of the left leg. Once you can get both legs locked, a little cramp on the top of your left thigh, then only elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. That's it, Lisa. Just hold it. It's perfect. You don't have to make it any better right now. Okay, change again. Left foot down. We always want to make it, yes, lower abdomen. We always want to make it better. There's always going to be a striving, and that's fine as human, but we can also just be there for a second, okay, and appreciate, wow, look at what my body's doing. This is a miracle. Yes, it's great. It was her being further than where she was last time. Awesome. Let's do the second set. Right leg up in front of you. I really invite all of it. I celebrate all of it. I am happy sometimes if you go too far and you figure out that you went too far. Go ahead, grab the foot. If you realize you were underdoing it for some unnecessary reason, I'm happy that you realize it. Okay, go ahead, right leg lift up and stretch forward. I'm happy when you realize, oh my gosh, I've been totally distracted. Fine, it's part of it. Once both legs locked, bring the elbows down. Hold here. How still can you be? Try this, Melissa. Squeeze the upper inner thighs in from the outsides in while you're sucking the lower abdomen in and up. You will lose the wobbles. It'll be great. Change again. It's already great. You feel a little more steady. Okay. Last one. Left leg lift up in front of you. Go ahead. Exhale. Grab the foot a couple of inches below the toes. As soon as you get the foot in your hands, you can go to the second part. Left leg lift up and stretch forward. Just make sure you have all the fingers underneath the foot. Go ahead. Once both legs are locked, that's a good grip, Dorothy. Then bring the elbows down. Hold it here. 5, 4. Squeeze upper inner thighs. 3. Inward and upward. 2, 1. Okay. Change again. Standing bow pulling pose is next. Right hand up in front of you, palm facing up, elbow touching the waist. Reach out to your right. Hold your ankle from the inside, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Now left arm, slide straight up in front of you, palm facing forward. That looks like a good view, Melissa. Now take a deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Oh, thanks for the chat, Melissa. Charge forward on the left side, kick the right leg back, but then up as hard as possible. I'm happy to address that, Melissa, too. It's a good topic for conversation. Keep the standing leg locked and charge forward all the way to the left fingertips. So the fingertips are getting closer to the mirror. Left tricep contracted, left armpit stretching. Good breathing, Kathy. Now take a nice deep breath. Turn and twist your upper body to the right and kick at the same time. So the right shoulder disappears. Now see if you can, I want your thumb, John, with the index finger. Yep, and now I want you to relax that arm that's holding the foot. This shoulder, I just want you to let it go back there, and now kick straight up. Use your kicking muscles and let the left arm relax. Body down and kick, that's better. Charge forward and kick. Everyone inhale, kick up. Change. You feel the difference, John? It's a completely different arm that you have. Okay. Left hand up in front of you, palm up. Turn it out to the side. Hold your ankle from the inside, all 5 fingers together. We're trying to grip with the hand strength, but relax now the left arm. Right arm slides up in front of you, palm facing forward. Bring the knees together. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge your upper body forward. Keep your chin up. Try to touch the mirror. Right about your eye level is a good general place to reach for. Now push the left thigh back and kick up as hard as possible until one day you see the foot in the mirror higher than your head, toes pointing straight up towards the ceiling. Everyone keep the standing leg locked throughout the posture. Charge forward so the body weight is slightly more to the base of the toes. That's it, Kay. Good control of the standing leg. Now take a deep breath. Twist your upper body to the left. Right shoulder, armpit forward. Left shoulder back, kick. Body down and kick. Inhale, charge and kick equally the same. All right, change again. Feet together and arms down. Melissa, I was going to say something in response. You chatted with me. It's hard without the heat. I have a whole bunch to say, but I want to know more about that. What specifically? Your mind? Yes, but maybe there's some physical sensation that's different. It's legitimate, okay? But just, I'm curious. Okay, we can talk about it. Right hand up, turn it out. Grab the ankle, and left arm slides up in front of you. Try to touch the ceiling. I'll give you 20 counts, all right? Inhale, try to touch the ceiling and go. Charge forward and kick back, 19. Then you kick straight up, 18, towards the ceiling, 17. 16, standing leg locked, 15. 14, 13. Take a nice deep breath, 12. 11, left armpit forward, 10. That's it, Lisa, 9. Oh, I saw it, Diane, 8. 7, better, John, 6. I want all the strength, John, 5, with the kicking leg, 4, but let the right arm relax, 3, kick straight up, 2, 1. Okay, you feel it moving? Okay. Last one, left hand up in front of you, turn it out, grab the ankle from the inside. Right arm slides up in front of you, palm forward. All right, now take a deep breath. Stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin. Charge forward, kick back, 20 counts. Keep the chin up, 19, 18, 17. Lock the standing leg, 16, 15, 14. Body weight, 13, towards the base of the toes, 12, 11. Bring the body down, 10, 9. Little bit lower, 8. Good kicking, Nadine. 7. Body down and kick. 6. 5. Now charge and kick equally. 4. The same. 3. Charge forward, kick up. 2. Keep doing it. 1. Nadine, nice job. You got there a little sooner so you could hold it longer. It's very good. Feet together, arms down. Okay, balancing stick pose is next. Feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Everybody chin up. Inhale, breathing, step forward onto the right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Now take a deep breath. Bring your upper body down, left leg up until you look like a capital letter T from the side. Your arms, head, neck, spine, and left leg in one line parallel to the floor. Now squeeze your hands further away from the head so the elbows lock and you feel squeezing between arms and ears. Inhale, breathing, come up, please. You got it. Chin up, arms back. Let's do the other side. Inhale. Step onto the left foot, lock both legs, and come down. Upper body down. Suck in your stomach. Reach up and out and forward with your hands. Squeeze your arms into the head and bring the body down, leg up. Suck in your stomach more. Body down, Nadine. Point the back foot, toes. A little bit more stretch from end to end. Inhale, come up. Awesome. That's it. Arms down to the sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Go ahead, get your grip, interlace fingers, pointer fingers up, step onto the right foot. Now first I want you to go up and try to touch the ceiling while you're standing on one leg. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Good, Michael. Go up and over and then bring the body down. The lower abdomen on the right side, contraction please. This will allow you to bring the left hip down. One day, both hips in one line parallel to the floor. Stomach can come down. You got it, Kathy. Good stretching. Keep stretching from hands all the way to the back foot. Inhale, come up. Last one. Chin up, arms back. Step onto the left foot. Lock both legs, right toes pointed. Now come down. Upper body down, right leg up. Contraction of the lower left abdomen, please. And then take your hands and your back foot toes and push them away from each other. Another 3 inches. Stretch. Suck in your stomach. Charge forward. Stretch. Go and touch the mirror. Stretch. Inhale. Come up. Feet together. Arms down to the sides. All right. Standing separate legs. Stretching is next. Let me say something really quick about the heat and stretching. One of the reasons, I don't know if this is you, Melissa, one of the reasons people find it hard to not be in the heat after they're used to it is they don't have as much mobility. Okay, they can't go as far in the postures as they're used to. But, and that's a physiological normal response of the body when you're not in the heat. However, I'd like to share with you, when you're not in the heat, you have more opportunity for control, contraction, and strength building, which ultimately this class is absolutely centered around. At first, it feels like stretching and circulation and just crazy effort, but then at some point, it's control and contraction and strength that you will apply when you're in the heat too, but you can feel it better. The nervous system is in such a way you can feel and use the muscles more effectively when you're not in the heat. We kind of dull the sense of it in here. It's actually harder to contract muscles in the hot room, believe it or not. Anyway. So you can think of that if you're like, oh, it's a little chilly, I can't go as far. Just find the muscles to contract in the posture. It's a huge opportunity to build some strength that's needed anyway, right? So let's give it a try. Because now this is like a stretching pose. We want to go far, but that's not the only part of it. Yes? All right. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms parallel to the floor, palms face down. Make sure the heels are in one line. Turn the feet in slightly. So here's the first contraction. Lock your legs throughout the posture. Next one, inhale, suck in your stomach. Come forward. Now, I didn't mention the arms already contracted, but you can do that now. Contract the triceps, stretch out to the fingertips. Keep the stomach and the legs locked. So you just will go as far as the body lets you go. Everyone's a little different, and your body is different than it was a week ago and a year ago and 10 years in the future. So you will always have the ability, though, to try to contract the appropriate muscles, all right? How far you go will vary on a lot of bases. All right, now if you can grab the heels, pull on the heels to stretch the body down. Look forward, chin forward. Try to touch your forehead to the floor right between the feet. Now hold the posture. Make sure you feel not only the kneecaps lifted, but even the upper, that's better, Melissa, upper thigh quadriceps contracted. Take your time to come up. Good arms, Kay, with that elbow bending. Chin up, everybody. slowly stand. Inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head, arms down to the sides. There may be times of injury or something else where you have very little mobility in the posture, but you can still contract all of the muscles of the posture. I've been through this a few times, okay? Inhale, arms over the head. Big step out to the right, arms down parallel to the floor. I always felt like I was fully practicing, even if I couldn't bring my head halfway to my knee. Stretch the spine up and come forward. And the reason is, if you focus on what you contract, you focus on what you're looking at, there are so many things you can do in the posture, even with 10% of your usual how far you can go. It's amazing, really. Okay, whatever you can grab. I want the fingernails on the floor so you can push them down. That looks good, John. Just work on straightening the knees little by little. Keep it, Lisa. I saw that contraction. And pull on the heel, stretch the body down. Keep the legs locked. Eyeballs forward. Chin forward. Hold it here. Nadine, a very tiny amount, your left hip could come up towards the ceiling like a quarter inch. Maybe a little more body weight to your left foot. It's close. Just hold. You don't have to move the upper body at all. Just think in your mind of sticking the left butt cheek up towards the ceiling the tiniest bit. Now, you can change slowly. Bring the arms out. Don't worry if you don't get it right now. Can't see anything when you're down there. Okay, right foot to the left, arms over the head, arms down to the side. It's not a big problem in AD, and it's just something to realize. Maybe one leg's a little longer, maybe lower spine's a little tight on one side. Okay, let's do second side. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel. No, we did two already? Oh, well, step out anyway. We'll do triangle. Thank you very much. All right, take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest. Turn your right foot 90 degrees to the right. Bend your right knee and sit down till the right thigh is parallel to the floor. You can bounce a couple of times. Suck in your stomach when you take a deep breath. Push the hips forward. One more, arms back, and then tilt the upper body to the right. That's it. Right arm down, left arm straight up. Push your knee back with help of the right arm. Left arm stretches up. So you're aiming to touch between your big and second toe. And turn your head, please, chin to the left shoulder to get exactly the profile of your face visible from the front. That's it, Dorothy. Now when you inhale, suck in your stomach, upper body up. Bring the pelvis down. That's good sitting down, Kay. Now, as you're bringing the right knee back, as you're pushing it back with the right arm, bring the right shoulder armpit forward. Try to lock both elbows. Sit down one more. Touch your toes. Inhale, come up. That's happening, Naomi. Good with the bottom arm. Turn the right foot forward, everyone. Inhale, push your hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift the center of the chest and turn the left foot out 90 degrees. You can lift the chest, Dorothy, but keep the shoulders down. Yes, okay. Bend the knee and sit down, please. Left thigh parallel to the floor. Now, hips forward, arms back. Go ahead. Tilt, but keep the stomach in, which is a fun project while you're doing all this other stuff, but try again and again, stomach in. Now push the left knee back. See, you're aiming between the big and second toe. Chin to the right shoulder. Go ahead, twisting the neck. Now when you inhale, suck in your stomach. Upper body stays lifted, but the hips, pelvis, comes down towards the floor. Push the left foot very firmly into the floor. Then turn and twist by pushing the left knee back, left shoulder forward. Sit down, touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Left toes forward. Right foot to the left, arms over the head, and arms down to the side, please. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. Any questions at all? Any birthdays today? All right. I invite you all, even if it's not on any schedule you can normally see, Dorothy's 80th birthday class. Here's Dorothy. Her 80th birthday class is coming up Tuesday, March 9th. So I'll be streaming. Normally I don't teach on that day, but definitely making an exception. So that's everybody. Okay, let's do second set. So you're invited. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Second set, triangle, big step out to the right. Arms parallel to the floor, palms down. Now, take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, chest up, turn the right foot all the way out to your right. That's only a couple of weeks away, Dorothy. I gotta send some invitations. All right, sit down all the way in the chair. Palms forward, chin to the left shoulder. Go ahead, please. Push the chin with the shoulder. All right, so think of both arms, Naomi, like retching from end to end. Yeah, any amount you can figure out there with the bottom arm, it's a little harder to get that one to lengthen and strengthen. So, that's already a huge improvement. All right. Everybody, push the right foot firmly to the floor. Upper body stays lifted. So you feel strong and grounded with the right leg. See if the hips will come down, Dorothy, a little bit more. Turn and twist. That looks good, Melissa. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Upper body up, lower body down. Touch your toes. Nadine, nice sitting down. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn the right toes forward. Inhale, push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up center of the chest. Turn the left foot all the way out to your left. Bend the left knee and sit down. Now your right toes, John, remember, can turn in a little bit. Yeah, there you go. Palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. Go ahead. Left arm presses the knee towards the wall behind you as the left shoulder armpit comes forward. This will help you twist your upper back. Now keep your right leg locked and pressing into the floor. Turn and twist. Do one more. Push the left knee back, left shoulder forward. So the chest opens more and more towards what would be the front of the room. Inhale, breathing. Come up. That's good, Kay, with the shoulders. Left toes in. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head and arms down. Question? Kathy has a question. Go ahead. How do I keep my straight leg from sliding? Usually a little more body weight over the bent leg. I'm guessing. Okay. I'll try. Catch me before we do it next class. I'll try to watch you, okay? I'll see the dynamic of it. Let's do standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Just cross your thumbs, palms together. Right foot step out, 3 foot minimum step to the right. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Turn on your heels to the right side of the room, 90 degrees. Turn your back foot in at a 45 degree angle and left hip forward. Now inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling and begin. Please tuck your chin to the chest. Look at the chest, abdomen, or inside of your mask and bring your forehead to the right knee. And maybe you have decorated inside of your mask, like Kathy's masks. I have little flowers on the inside of mine. Bring your forehead to the knee. If you can't bring the forehead to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit. Stretch the hands forward beyond the front foot. Push the fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Now throughout the posture, back leg locked. Push sort of off of the back heel to bring the body weight forward and press the body weight underneath the front foot at the base of the big toe. All right, lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale and slowly come up. Squeeze upper inner legs towards each other. That'll catch you, Nadine. Go ahead, turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Now inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Squeeze your upper inner legs inward and go ahead, tuck your chin to the chest. Suck in your stomach, bring your forehead to the left knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, that's a nice wide step, Kay. Then you can bend the knee up a little bit. Push your fingertips into the floor. Wrists and elbows straight. Now, kind of push off of the back heel. It's going to press into the floor, but when you push the back heel down, shift the body weight forward. On the front foot, push the base of the big toe down. Now, squeeze the upper inner legs in towards each other. Suck in your stomach once more. Lock the front knee and slowly come up. You can come up pretty slowly out of this one. You learn tremendous balance, even on 2 feet. Once you're all the way up, turn and face the front. Right foot to the left and arms down, please. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out, 3 foot minimum. Keep the thumbs crossed, fingers straight. Turn on your heels, go ahead, please. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward. Now first you go up, take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck the chin to the chest, look at the abdomen, and you go ahead down. Once you get your hands to the floor, push the fingertips into the ground. Just be still here. Maximum compression of the throat, compression of the abdomen. So try to hold those on purpose. Stomach in, chin pressing into the chest or collarbone area. Very nice. Take your time to come up, lock the front leg. Slow motion is fine. Once you're all the way up, turn 185 degrees, face the opposite wall. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Now you inhale, go up, try to touch the ceiling and begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at the abdomen, chest, or inside the mask. So the eyeballs, the eyes have a role in each posture. They're included in the instructions, where to look or in what direction to look. Push the back heel into the floor in order to shift more body weight to the front foot. So it's kind of a similar principle as triangle. Push the back heel down, but get more body weight to the other leg. Looks good, everybody. Now lock the front leg a couple of times. Squeeze upper inner legs inward towards each other and come up. Once you feel that control of the legs, you'll balance better and better. Okay, once you're up, turn and face the front. Right foot to the left and arms down to the sides. All right, tree pose. Come back to the towel where you started, please. Feet together nicely, toes and heels touching each other. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Grab your right ankle with the right hand. Grab underneath at the toes with the left. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Feel free to pick the right knee up so that you can get your heel to the very top of the thigh. And once it is up there, make sure it stays. So keep the left elbow bent a little bit if needed. Very slowly, gently. That's good, Diane. See if that elbow will stay bent. Slowly, gently bring the right knee down and back. That's better. Keep it bent. Don't let it stretch out. All right. Suck in your stomach. Stretch the whole spine straight up towards the ceiling. First, the right hand can come up in front of the chest. If the foot doesn't slide at all, you can bring the left hand up, palms together. Change, please. Right foot down, arms down for just a moment. Left leg, go ahead. Same thing. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the left hand. Grab underneath at the toes with your right. If your heel goes all the way to the top of the thigh, you can bring the left knee down, but keep the right elbow very slightly bent so your foot can't drag the arm down or the spine to the side, all right? Suck in your stomach, stand up tall. Left hand can come up first in front of the chest. Looks good. Keep the shoulders down. If the foot doesn't slip at all, you can bring the right hand up, but if it slides, then just hold on a little bit longer. Change again. Left foot down, please. Take a second. Breathe in and out by the nose. For toe stand, we'll start in tree pose. Right heel up first. As high as it will go on the left thigh. Now, as long as it stays in the top 5 or 6 inches of your thigh, you can start toe stand. If your heel starts to slide down the leg, back off a little. All right, we want to keep the heel up top and just let the hip stretch. You just go to where you feel something, maintaining the integrity of the form. Now, if you can touch the floor with the heel all the way up there, then shift your body weight to the fingertips and sit down towards the heel, eventually on the heel. Next step, arms around to the sides. I was trying to think about your wrist, Kathy, the other day, and the Tibetans. Okay, good. It's a good start. All right. Go ahead to your toe stand. Right toes point, right knee down. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Good. Very nice. Hands to the floor. Push your hips up. Stand up in tree pose. Grabbing the foot on the way up is perfectly fine. Good work with the leg knitting. All right. Everybody, tree pose. You can change. Right foot down and arms down. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel all the way to the top of the thigh. So I'd say if you can keep your heel, say, in the length of my hand, you know, somewhere up here, you can come forward a little bit, and you might have to stop, all right? You might only be able to come forward this much before the foot starts to slide, but this is going to help with the pelvis, the outer hips, and it's going to give the knee time. If you can touch the floor, then you can sit down. If you can sit down, bring the arms around to the sides. Left toes point, left knee down. Stretch the spine up towards the ceiling. You bring the right hand up and then the left. That's better heel higher, Naomi. Now, if you want to take the other hand and reach out with your left arm just a little bit, yeah, and just pick a spot and look at it and see you have a perfect, that's perfect, and you just get a little stretch with the heel staying up top. Awesome. Take your time to come up. Yeah, that's really good. All right, come back up to tree pose. Look straight ahead in the mirror. Yes, and change again. Okay, Savasana party time. You ready? Ready for yoga class, my friends? All right, if you can show me your mat with the camera view and then take your rest. Your gas station battery charging energy supporting Savasana. You can start with the heels together, arms down to the sides. Relax your hands and feet. Relax arms and legs. Concentrate on your breathing. Concentrate on the body as it is. Concentrate on the abdomen. Let it relax. The more I'm in here with you all and with these postures, of course it's the postures that we're using as the tool. And this is not new information, right? The postures are the tools we are using for all kinds of self-reflection, healing, transformation. But a big thing that's obvious to me is you guys are willing to look at what is happening right now and do your best with it and revise your thinking about it, right? A lot of times we're doing something a long time, we don't quite realize what we're doing, and then we get new information either by looking at something a different way or somebody says, hey, try it this way. You guys are totally up for it, and to me that's such a bigger deal than however far you can ever go in any posture. Like, ultimately, who cares if you can do the standing splits? Like, how does that improve your life, right? But if you can look at yourself and take input, constructive input, and input that's going to help you know yourself and your body parts and your mind patterns, if you can take that, I would say that has some significance for outside the room. And anyway, I just observe that you guys are up for it, and that's awesome. So it's great to be connected with that energy that you have. Let's begin. Wind removing pose. Right leg lift up. Grab the leg exactly 2 inches below your knee, all 10 fingers included. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Bring the chin down towards the base of the throat, collarbones, so the back of the neck eventually flattens to the floor. Pull a little bit harder. Absolutely freeze, but breathing is still normal. Change, please. Right leg lower down. Arms down briefly. Left leg lift up. Interlace the fingers deeply. Pull your left knee to the left shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Now slowly tuck the chin straight down, keeping the head on the floor. So you feel a little squishing of the throat, front of the neck. Pull, as long as you don't feel any pain or pinch in the hip, you can pull a little more and freeze right there. Change, left leg lower down, arms down. Now both legs lift up. As close to the chest as possible, reach up and grab your elbows. Each other, a couple of inches below the knees. Nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles on cross. Now concentrate on your breathing. Slowly bring the chin down towards the base of the throat. Back of the neck, eventually flat on the floor. Looks good, Dorothy. Hold it there. Keep the breathing moving, even if it's not moving in a big way, it's still moving. Change again. Arms and legs down. The breathing's pretty interesting in that two-legged one. You can't move that much. Your back is on the floor, your thighs are on the abdomen, right? So when you breathe in, you get a little movement of the rib cage, and you're probably going to get some increase in pressure temporarily in the abdominal organs. So little breathing massage. By your breathing and your body position, you get visceral massage. It's great. Second set, right leg lift up, interlace the fingers, pull your right knee to the right shoulder. Now this gives the most direct pressure massage with your right thigh to the right side of the organs. Now tuck the chin, pull a little bit harder. This is also really important and good posture for your spine, just lying it out on the floor before we do the back bending. Good, change again, right leg down, arms down. Go ahead, left leg lift up, interlace the fingers deeply. Pull your knee to the shoulder, bring the chin straight down, and also look straight down towards the center of the chest. This looks good, everyone. Now concentrate on your breathing. Notice you can have some movement, right? The right side of the abdomen can move a little bit, right rib cage can move a little more. Good, change again, left leg down, arms down, immediately both knees up. Reach up and grab your elbows. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. If you can't grab the elbows, you can grab onto each forearm or wrist or even hook the fingers. That's good, John. Just hold it there. Breathe smoothly. One more chin down. Hold it. Change. Savasana again. Heels together, arms close to the body. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. Next is a sit-up. Feet together, flexed, arms over your head, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, grab your toes. As you're bringing the head to the knees, strong exhale. All right, let's do cobra pose. Turn around, lie down on your abdomen. Hands underneath the chest. All five fingers together on each hand. Middle fingertips right in line with tops of the shoulders. Pinky fingers in line with deltoids, and the elbows stick straight up. Everyone throughout the posture, legs and feet together. Hips and thighs contract. Inhale, breathing, look up and lift the upper body up, please, using 100% back strength. All five fingers together. You can have a nice, strong base of the posture. So fingers together, but press the palms firmly down as well to lift the upper body rib cage up. Everything above the belly button in the air. You can do it. Inhale, look up, eyeballs up, chin up, go up. Change. Slowly bring the chin down. Release the arms. Right next to the body, please. Turn your head to the right. Breathe in and out by the nose. All right, let's do second set. Hands underneath the chest. Naomi, I'd go just a little lower. There you go. Yeah, Nadine, that looks a little better too. And now squeeze your elbows in, Nadine, towards each other. Naomi, elbows are fine. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contract. Now go ahead, push the palms down, upper body lift up. Hands don't move, they are pressing to the floor. Now, if you're having a hard time lifting chest, rib cage up, on an inhale, do it again. Push hands down, lift up. Even if you can't hold it the whole time, you will get the feel of where you're headed. And then try to stay there, figuring out the breathing. Now, can you straighten the knees a little bit more? Can you press the feet down? One more inhale, lift up, drop the shoulders down, and come up. Change again. Great. That was higher, Naomi. You got the idea. Bring the arms down. Turn your head to the left. Big toes touching each other, heels separated. Next we have locust pose. Turn your hands over so the palms are on your mat and slide your arms underneath the body until the pinky fingers are touching each other side by side. Chin on the floor, neck flat. Try to push the hands, elbow pits, and even the upper arms down. Lock your right leg, point the toes, begin right leg lift up. Come up to a 45-degree angle. Very good, John. Good start. Now just hold it there. Figure out smooth breathing for yourself. Push the arms down, everyone. Come up. That's it, Dorothy. A little bit higher and hold it. Change. Right leg lower down. Relax it. Lock the left leg. Point the toes. Inhale. Go ahead. Left leg lift up. Knee straight. Good locked leg, Kay. Very good locked leg, Nadine. Now just hold it there. Try not to let the leg bounce around. It's so solid, steady, concrete, and you lift it. Change again, left leg lower down. Now, please turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. You can readjust the hands a little closer to each other. Now, inhale, breathing, both legs go ahead. Lift up without bending the knees. Everybody come up, everybody go up. You got it. Very good legs, Diane. Keep pushing hands down. Now, just for a second, when you inhale, you can sort of throw the legs up, hoist them up a little. You got it, Kay. Three, everybody lift two. One more, lift up. One. Change again, lower the legs. Take the arms out. Turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Second set. Turn your hands over, palms down. Bring your arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers side by side. See how far you can get the chin forward. Eventually, the whole throat part of the neck will be flat on the towel. Right leg locked. Please lift it up for 10 counts. Begin. 9. Good chin forward, Melissa. 8. 7. Go all the way up. 6. And hold it. 5. 4. That's good, Kathy. 3. Push shoulders down. 2. 1. Nice effort. Right leg lower down. Lock the left leg. Point the toes. Lift up. This is kind of the opposing, one of the opposing postures to all the forehead to knee, chin to chest situations. We are stretching the tissue of the throat, thyroid included, blood vessels included. Everyone come up a little more. Very good. Left leg lower down. Turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Now you can scoot the arms in a little straighter. Now inhale both legs, 10 counts. Please lift. 9. You can do it. 8. 7. 6. You can throw them up a little bit for 4 and then hold it. 3. Little higher. 2. Hips come up. 1. Lower the legs, please. Good. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the left. The thing I was talking about with the heat, and also the thing I was talking about with what you're willing to look at, you know, what ultimately matters? If you had to answer the question, what matters more, how far you could go in the posture, or the fact that you could control the muscles to attempt the posture properly, right? Do you get the choices? One, you can go far in it. Let's say with good form, okay, implied. But on the other hand, you can really move with awareness, control, which looks like grace eventually, right? You can move each body part well. You can communicate with each body part to get into the posture and, let's say, not go all that far. What's really more important, A or B? A being how far you can go, B being I can communicate with the body and attempt it with integrity and muscle control. You guys got an answer for me? That was your quiz. Did I tell you you were having a quiz? The second one, right? It's kind of obvious, right? But we forget all the time. All the time, we forget. Full locus posture, chin on the floor, arms out to the sides. Now, when you can't go as far, it is giving you information, which can be very helpful. Okay, arms out to the sides, all 5 fingers together. Inhale, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the hip bones are touching the floor. That's it, John. Keep squeezing the legs together and reaching out to the side walls with the fingertips. All 5 fingers together on each hand, no spaces. Now inhale, chin up. Inhale, legs up. Exhale, come all the way up. And change again. Chin on the floor, arms down. Bring the arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Now sometimes there's a situation where I can't go as far as usual in a posture because I have some inflammation or there's something up in a certain body part. So my inability to go as far in that moment is actually just a diagnostic tool. It's saying, oh, like right now, there's something with my right hip that I've never had before, so sitting all the way down in triangle is a not right pain. So I don't really care about triangle posture, you guys. As much as I love that posture now and as much I, whatever, hated it for years and now love it, I don't really care that I can't sit down in triangle. What I care about is my hip joint. There's some information coming to me through my inability to sit down as low. There may be some very minor irritation injury, and I'm so glad I know because I wouldn't know unless I were doing that posture every day. Just walking around the street, I could go 10 more years, and maybe there's something I need to pay attention to there. All right, second set, chin on the floor. Arms out to the side. So it's cool. It's cool when I can't go as far in triangle. I know it seems backwards, but go ahead, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. All right, now go up and figure out a way to breathe smoothly where it's a bit of a challenge to hold it for 5. Inhale, arms out to the sides, 4. You can bring arms back, Dorothy, a little bit, 3, especially right arm, 2. On your exhale, come all the way up, 1. Awesome, good one. Bring the arms down, turn your head to the left. Yes. Uh-huh. Does it make a big difference? Kathy has some advice for anybody who wants it. If she starts a vaporizer in the room an hour before she starts practicing, it makes a big difference. And you've got a pretty small space there, yeah. That's helpful. Thank you. Let's do bow posture. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. No, I'm not saying there's no difference. There's definitely a difference, right? All right, grab the feet just below the toes, all 5 fingers together. Knees 6 inches apart, feet 6 inches apart. Now you can start, please. Look up towards the ceiling and begin kicking. The knees come up, thighs press up off the floor. Kick without intermission, even if it feels slow, that's fine. Just keep the effort of the kicking continuous. Now look up towards the ceiling, chin up. As you kick up more, roll the body weight forward. Try to get it on the soft part of the abdomen. Look up and kick up. Bring the knees just a tiny bit, half inch closer to each other. Kick up more. Change, please. Slowly lower the chin and knees to the floor. Let go of the feet, arms down. Lastly, please turn your head to the right. The postures and the whole class can be information gathering. I'm not trying to say, ooh, I love when I can't sit down. It's not like I'm so excited I can't sit down in triangle, but if I'm neutral about it, I realize it's giving me some really important information. It's not just about, oh, something's wrong, oh, this sucks, right? I can't do as much as I want to do. Like, that could be the dialogue, and that often is a dialogue in our head, in our own mind, when something isn't as usual. But there's a reason for it. There's a valid thing going on. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. It'd be nice if I never have a body part problem, I guess. But, I mean, it'd be nice if our cars would fly around. You know, it's like, okay, go ahead, kick up and look up. Kick in without intermission. That's it. That's good, chin up, Lisa. Now, figure out a place. That's good. That's good, Naomi. It's fine to rock back and then roll forward. And when you roll forward, try to increase the kick by just a little bit for five. Chin up, four. Try to bring the knees up, three. You can lift the chest a little bit too, but kick just a little higher when you do. One. Excellent. Come on down. Bring the arms down. Turn your head to the left. That's not the best analogy with flying cars. We're going to have body part situations, okay? Like a river runs through the earth and it changes its path. The body is always changing, and how we use it and its tendencies and all this other stuff is going to come up. Let's do a fixed firm pose. Come up to the top of the mat. Sit on your heels, knees, and feet together. No gap underneath ankles for a second. Just see how the feet and knees are feeling. Then you can start the posture. Lift your hips up just a little bit. Separate your feet and sit down right between the heels. No gap between heels and the hips. Now, the knees can be separated as wide as you need. Once you can sit comfortably on the floor, put your hands on the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows. Once you can get on the elbows, you can drop the head back. Shoulders, everything eventually on the floor. Then arms over the head. Grab your elbows each other. Pull the forearms into the ground. Bring the chin down towards the base of the throat. Eventually, the back of your neck will be flat on the floor. Lift the chest and abdomen up and just hold it. Bring the hands to the soles of the feet. On your way up, Naomi, just look at your feet for me. I can't see exactly as well as you can. Just stay there for 1 second. Everyone else, turn around, relax on your back. When you're looking down, Naomi, at your feet, like I'm kind of, is there a little bit of a, I can't tell from my view if there's a gap here. And if there is, just a tiny gap, okay. See what happens. If you can separate the knees wider, but get your feet so they're kind of hugging the outside of the outer thigh there. Does that feel all right? Yeah. That's going to be better an angle for your knees, okay? Okay. Let's do a sit-up, everyone. Feet together. You can just stay there if you want or redo it if you want. Go ahead. Sit up. Grab the toes. Exhale. Head to the knees. Okay, let's try a second set, everyone. Sit on the heels briefly. Then you can start your posture. So separate the knees any distance, really, but the heels and hips need to be kind of hugged against each other there. Once the hips touch the floor, you can go back. Hands on the feet, lean back onto the elbows, head, back of the head, shoulders. Yeah, that looks better. Take your time. It's a little different stretch of the quads, too, when you line that up, so it might be different. Grab elbows, pull them down, tuck the chin, chest up. Look down the center line of the body. Now, if you're all the way back and everything feels all right, you can sort of scoot or slide the knees in little by little towards each other. Just make sure they do not come up off of the floor. Hands to the soles of the feet. With help of the elbows, come back up, spine straight. Wonderful. Chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. I'm thinking about your foot, Dorothy. Don't... She said, it's okay, don't talk about it. Okay, well, too late. It's okay? Okay. I think about all that stuff all the time. But it's in a neutral way. I'm just thinking, I wonder. Which video? Oh, when I took the video? She said, when I took the video, it healed it. Great. Hey. Yeah. Very cool. If anybody wants me to film your class, maybe we'll solve some problems. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath, sit up. Grab the toes. All right, half tortoise posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Back of the mat, please. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs. Chin up, please. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Hips touch the heels. Bring your upper body forward. Forehead to the floor in front of you. The side edges of the pinky fingers to the floor. Take your time. Chin up, K, on the way into it. Try to keep the chin up, arms back. There you go. Yes. And try to come straight into it, keeping the chin up, arms up. Yep, that's it. Just as long as you can. Nice. Now when you inhale, everyone slide forward. Stretch forward. Breathing smoothly. Eyeballs forward. Look towards the mirror. Nice. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing. Come up slowly. And you try to come out just like you went in. Arms down to the sides. Turn around. Relax on your back. Feet together. Flex. Arms overhead. Inhale. Hold it. Sit up. Grab the toes. Strong exhale. Head to the knees. Second set, half tortoise posture. Please turn around, sit on the heels. Suck in your stomach. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Cross the thumbs, palms together. Now, when you inhale, stomach and go up, try to touch the ceiling. Come forward, trying to keep the hips on the heels. Arms with your ears, chin away from the chest. One day, your forehead and your fingers will touch the floor at the same moment. That's a tremendous amount of strength, but also mobility. So strengthen the upper back and abdomen. Mobility of the shoulders. Now, whether or not that happens doesn't really matter. We're still trying now to stretch forward. Palms together, wrists in the air. Now inhale. Try to lift the arms up first. It will all come up together when you try that. Very nice. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. When I say it doesn't matter if something happens, it's about the outcome. The outcome is not the thing, it's the effort. So if you try in the direction of that thing I'm describing, that definitely matters. Whether or not the body is ready for it, it is or it's not, okay? But you have your full concentrated attempt in the present moment, emotionally neutral. There you are, okay. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, inhale. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Camel posture, Ustrasana, stand up on the knees, 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between your feet. Put your hands on your hips or a little bit higher on the lower back, fingers point down. Take a deep breath, breastbone lifts. Push your hips forward and drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Now bend as much of your spine as you can with your hands still there. Breathe normally, stop in the middle. Right hand down, grab the right heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Left hand down, grab the heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. A full palm grip on each heel. Take a nice, deep, but pretty slow inhale. You don't have to rush it. As you exhale slowly, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward without intermission. Bring one hand at a time back up to the hips. Inhale, push the hips forward, chest up, spine straight. And chin down. Very nice. Turn around. Relax on your back. Any questions on backward bending or camel pose or anything else? What's that, Lisa? Yes, but I don't know it right now. Let's do a sit-up. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk. All right. Second set, camel posture, stand up on the knees. See if your hands will go a little bit higher on your back, fingers point down. Now when you inhale, lift up the rib cage and chest. Push your hips forward, lift the chest and chin up to start your back bend. It's not just a drop. It's a, I am going to stretch from my knees to my chin, from collarbones to the chin, bend my entire spine until it won't bend anymore while breathing normally. And then, okay, I guess I'll put a hand down, or I won't, because you can still get all that stretching, relaxation on the front side of the body, opening of the tissue, and wonderful strength and benefit for the spine on the back half here of the body. As you exhale, push the hips, stomach, and thighs forward. Push the face backward so you open up the front side a little bit more. Now one hand at a time comes back up. Inhale, push the hips forward with both hands and come up in the middle. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. Concentrate on your breathing. Legs and feet together, arms overhead. Inhale fully. Sit up, grab the toes, and exhale all of it, head to the knees. Really strong exhalation. Rabbit posture is next. Please sit on your heels, knees and feet together at the back of your mat. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Inhale, stretch your spine upward first, then begin. Tuck your chin to the chest, coil down from the top down. Bring your forehead to your knees. Automatically top, flat part of the head will touch the floor. Then exhale, roll forward like a wheel. Lift your hips up until your arms, elbows are straight. If your knees and forehead aren't together, a couple times walk your knees towards the forehead and then hold still. Grab your feet firmly. Press your feet and ankles into the floor. Bring the heels towards each other. Now suck in your stomach, exhale, see if the hips will lift up a little bit higher. Change, please. Hips down, bring the body up, and release the grip. Turn around, relax on your back. What's up, Dorothy? You went too slow? Oh, you got out too soon. Oh. Well, we get to try again. Legs and feet together, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, forcefully, head to the knees. Let's do second set. Please sit on the heels at the back of the mat. Grab the soles of the feet. Get your best grip while you're sitting on the heels, and you can improve it once you get down there. Go ahead, tuck your chin to the chest. Round the upper back, middle back, lower back, forehead to the knees, or as close as it will go. Lift your hips up all the way. Roll forward like a wheel. Now, maximum of 30% of the weight on the head means it's fine and actually important that you have some body weight on the top of the head until you can push your forehead into the thighs, which takes time and the correct body proportion. So some body weight on the head is going to be there. If you can, please lift your hips up away from the knees, the feet which are pressing down, and the pressure underneath the head. You'll get more lift and a little more stretching of the lower back. Change again. Lower the hips. Inhale, breathing, and come back up. Great. Turn around, relax on your back. Stomach is definitely sucked in rabbit pose. Yes, Dorothy. What's that? It was not. I see. I know you will try next time. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale forcefully. All right. Turn around for head-to-knee pose with stretching. Sit with your right leg out corner-wise. Go ahead, arms over the head, everybody. Yeah, I know, I understand. Grab the foot 2 inches below the toes. Pull your foot, flex the foot from the ankle. Dorothy was saying she hadn't been doing that in rabbit pose, sucking in the stomach. But also, Dorothy, you've been recently able to understand and feel the sucking in the stomach totally different than you used to. So it makes sense that it's happening in rabbit posture too, because that's the same body part that you're figuring it out in the other stuff. Okay, everybody inhale, come up, other side. So left leg out, right leg in, turn your upper body to the left, reach out, grab the left foot. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. A way of looking at it, other than you were doing it wrong, because I truly don't think you were doing it wrong, it's just that you didn't have communication with that body part before. You might have heard me say it, but if you don't have communication with the body part, it doesn't mean a lot. And now you're getting communication. It starts to mean something. You can do it. And you're like, oh, this is new. I wasn't doing this before. Yeah? All right. Inhale, breathing, come up. You said you didn't hear me say it before? Okay. Right. Bring the legs straight out, lie back, inhale, and come up. But I would think you might not hear me if it doesn't have meaning, right? Grab the big toes, walk your hips back. If that body part's still sleeping and I talk about the body part, you might not even hear it. All right, flex the feet from the ankles. All 10 toes turning back and pull the big toes back. Now, chest up, look forward, take a nice deep breath. Take your time, push the knees down. Can you do just the first two fingers, John? They're a little stronger. They'll give you a better pull, okay? Now, and then, good. Turn the pinky toe side edge of the foot back there. Just exactly, that's right. And then start to bring the big toes towards each other. Like, yeah, and still turn the pinky toes back. Everyone hold. That's the right way. Freeze. Change. Come up. Nice work, John. Great. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs and feet together, arms over the head. Inhale, full inhale. Sit up, grab the toes, and a full exhale, head to the knees. All right, let's do seconds at right leg out, left leg bending. Try to create pressure between the sole of the left foot and the inner right thigh. I want you to squeeze, kind of press into that thigh with the foot. Arms over the head. Turn to the right, reach out, grab the foot 2 inches below the toes. Now, if you reach out and you can't quite grab the foot, you can bend the knee a little bit. And same thing with getting forehead on the knee. Bend the knee up a little bit, but then once you have forehead to the knee, push your knee down with the forehead. As the right leg gets straight, I think yours might be straight enough, Naomi, to push the left foot against the right thigh and kind of steady that pressure between foot and thigh. It will help you keep the left knee down and two hips equally on the floor. Very nice. Inhale, come up. Looks good, Melissa. Other side. Left leg out, right leg in. Push again, sole of the right foot against the inner left thigh. Turn your upper body to the left. Go and grab the left foot. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle. Chin to the chest. Head to your left knee. Push the knee down with the forehead once they are together. Just make sure the knee does not go away from the forehead. Let the shoulders both drop down. Now bring the right elbow, Melissa, in. Both elbows touching the calf muscle. Hold it here. Make sure both hips stay on the floor so you don't want to roll in too much. Keep both hips down. Hold it there. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, very nice. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for your sit-up. Inhale, breathing. Come up, please. Melissa, if you want to do a side view for this one, I'll get a little bit of a clue before we work on it next week. Okay? Thank you. Go ahead, flex both feet back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Take your time. First, start with the feet. Pull the toes back. Flex the feet from the ankles. Now, once you can get the legs locked, make sure you can maintain contraction on the tops of your thighs. All right? There. Then, take the center of the chest, breastbone, and bring it forward a quarter inch, just a little bit, holding some contraction at the front of the lower abdomen, front of the hips. Shoulders stay relaxed. Now, you can pull the big toes back towards the belly button, and the breastbone forward towards the toes. Very nice. Inhale, breathing. Come up. I was watching Melissa up close. That's nice. Really good form of that posture. Relax on your back, please. Wow. So much happens in one class. So much. Let's do a sit-up, please. Feet together. Flex arms overhead. Inhale, breathing. Go ahead, do your sit-up. Exhale. All right, half spine twisting posture, everybody. Sit up straight. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor. Cross your right foot over the left knee corner so the heel's touching the knee, foot flat on the ground. Inhale, left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your right knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand palm down. Try to grab the left knee with your left hand. Right arm comes behind you, ideally on your back, palm facing out. But if you need help, you can push fingers down to lift the chest up. And now turn your head to the right, please. Joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae, just a little bit twisting. Try to lift up. Use your effort to inhale, lift the chest, suck in your stomach, and then just a gentle effort to twist. Right shoulder back, right elbow back, one more stomach in, look to your right. Untwist the spine, undo the arms, please. Very nice. Now bend your right knee. You can undo the legs, bend your right knee. Put it on the floor. left foot flat on the floor, and make sure right toes are pointed. You're not sitting on the heel. Inhale, right arm up, try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the left knee, push your knee back. That's a good hand to knee and foot, Naomi. That's very nice. Now, make sure that your left hip can get to the floor. If your heel's in the way, you might need to move the foot out of the way. Just lean to the left a little. And this will give you a stable, symmetrical foundation for you to stretch the spine upward from. Left arm behind you if you didn't already, then turn your head to the left. You want to keep the weight equally distributed on both sides of the pelvis. Now inhale, chest up. You could do a little bit more chin up, Kay, and then turn your head right there. Looks good. Look to your left. Very nice. Untwist. Undo the arms. Relax on your back. Melissa, make sure we work on the spine twist too, okay? It's not that I'll forget it, but I just saw some things that may be related to your low back, okay? All right. I'll try to remember. Legs and feet together, arms overhead. Inhale fully. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. Now it is time for a breakdown. Exhale together. Let's sit on the heels, please. Knees and feet together. Hands on the thighs. Spine perfectly straight in the middle. Focus one point in front of you. If you haven't done this with a mask on before, Naomi, I just do it by the nose when I have a mask on sometimes. It's still a good breathing exercise. Just exhale by the nose if you need to. If mouth is fine, fine, but sometimes the nose is going to be better. All right. Lock the elbows, spine straight. Let's begin. Exhale, 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 exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale, exhale, stomach. Stomach sucks in. 7, 8. After each exhale, completely relax the abdomen. Inhale happens automatically. No effort. A little bit stronger. Looks good, John. Chest up, shoulders down, everybody. Exhale, exhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody inhale. Exhale, spine straight, a little bit faster. Set. Begin. Five, four, a little stronger, 3, 2, 1. Outstanding practice. Naomi and Nadine, it's great to see you again. It's so great. I love working with you guys. You're super up for it. I love it. Thank you for participating in that way. It really makes a big difference. Really nice. You're welcome. Go ahead, start your Savasana. Have a wonderful rest. You can separate your feet and your arms a little wider. Eyes closed is fine. Just maintain or redo. Sometimes you have to redo the concentration if you lost it. Totally fine. You just persist and try again and try again and try again. Now, if you think of anything, please let me know. You can try to maintain concentration on the breathing even as you get up from the floor, even as you're turning around. You know, when you're doing things throughout your day, you have the skills that you're building in this class during postures or during the rest. There's skills that you have regardless of whether you're in the yoga class or not. There's skills that you continue to develop whether you're in the room or not. So you can use them at all kinds of opportunities. All right, have a wonderful rest here. Wonderful rest of your day. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.